analysis commentary from the word that came from Jerusalem, Shepherds Part 3. This will be Shepherds Part 4. Okay, in the introduction, grace and shalom to you from Elohim, our Father, and the Lord Yahushua HaMashiach. Okay, this introduction implies that these are believers in Yeshua, the Jewish context. I had a dream from the Lord. The dream has the ring of authenticity. In the dream, there were three malachim, those are holy ones, standing in front of me, and one of them said, "We're going to show you what's going to happen next in Israel and all over the world." And then the Malach showed me a scroll of the prophet Haggai. I saw a scripture with a date, and the date was the 21st day of the 7th month, which is so. It does say that in Haggai chapter 2, 1. And this is the first judgment. And the Malach showed me in our own calendar, it was the 7th of October, which is when what I call the Yom Kippur War broke out. This was the first judgment. And then the Malach again showed me a scroll, and I saw another scripture with a date, and the date was the 24th day of the 9th month, which is in Haggai 2:10, the 9th day of December, which is what? That's when the Feast of Dedication, which is often referred to as the second Sukkot, the cleansing of the temple, is, and it says, and then the Malach showed me the scroll again, and I saw the scripture of Haggai where it said, and this scripture is Haggai 2:22, "From this day on I will be overthrowing the kingdoms and destroying the nations," which is what it does say. And then I heard a very loud voice from heaven that was like the sound of many waters that said, "This will be the second and final judgment." Now, I'm not sure what that context is. Is it in the sequence of this season and the appointed Moedim, the appointed times? Season is 3 months often. That's not clear. Okay, and then I saw in a vision the sky was filled with nuclear missiles. That's pretty straightforward. Coming down into Jerusalem, and then I also saw hundreds of missiles taking off from Israel, heading upwards. And then I heard a mini, very loud explosion in heaven as the nuclear missiles were destroyed in the air by Israel. I also saw the U.S. counterattacking on behalf of Israel through backfiring to the nation that was sending the missiles. What nation is that? I don't know, but I also know that it was quickened to me, Zechariah chapter 5. And I will put a link if you want to see the breakdown of chapter Zechariah chapter 5 according to the Sefer. But the Cliff's Note version is that Zechariah chapter 5 says that there's the woman in the basket and all of that, and the interpretation is actually of a nuclear missiles and the striking of Israel and going in and bringing judgment on the land. Now, let me say that the judgment was for the thieves, those who were thieves, and those who swore falsely in the name of the Lord. Now, who would that be? Well, immediately it came to my mind that that would be those who had taken vows to serve the Lord in leadership, you know, under whatever denomination of vows a vow. And so the example that I have here is that, you know, I'm an ordained Lutheran minister, but I don't practice. I actually am a necromancer. I covenant under a Masonic, I'm a 32nd degree Mason. I covenant to with watchers, and I consult the dead. Okay, those are those who have taken lies, that have lies, and sworn in the name of the Lord. And the ancient English word for somebody who breaks treaty or breaks a covenant, and that would be the Ten Commandments or vows to serve the Lord, and they're serving other idolatrous pagan, you know, demonic spirits. They're called warlocks. Warlocks, yes, that's what they're called. And I saw that Israel being able to destroy most of the missiles. There was one single missile she couldn't destroy. And I saw that missile hitting Jerusalem. And then I saw an enormous explosion and Jerusalem being instantly destroyed and turning into a ball of fire. And I was shown in the dream that there were absolutely no survivors whatsoever from that explosion in Jerusalem. Now, the main scriptures, such as Zechariah 5, Zechariah 13, which I'll you know, fast forward over, the Ezekiel, the prophet Isaiah scroll about nuclear devastation, it does not say that Jerusalem is destroyed. So it's left out. What it does say is that the land of Israel is. And then I was shown the rest of Israel, and I saw Israel being devastated. It says in Zechariah 13, 2/3 of the land is destroyed, and 1/3 comes through the refiner's fire by the effects of the nuclear explosion. And I saw many people getting sick and dying because of the radioactivity and the nuclear winds and dying of terrible, painful deaths. And then I asked the Moloch, why did this happen? And he answered me, judgment is coming to the world, but it needs to start in Zion. And then he showed me the scroll of the prophet Ezekiel. I would assume this is referring, and I saw the scripture that says, start with my sanctuary. I don't want to assume, but you can extrapolate that this is perhaps when he starts with the sanctuary, he's referring to why he's starting with Jerusalem, that Zion needs to be clean first to be then restored to its original condition, and the destruction of that would be Ezekiel 38 and 39. I was shown then the scroll of the prophet Isaiah that said, and the law will come out of Zion, and the word of the Lord from Jerusalem, it says. Who is the word of the Lord? Yeshua, the word made flesh. And also, this refers to the law, is the Deuteronomy 33 scripture. It says, this is for the last days, that the tribes, that the law will come out of Zion. And Judah will be the lawgiver, and the scepter shall be between his feet until what comes? Shiloh comes, which is the return of the Lord. And then the Malach told me the first judgment had been sent by the Creator because of the unrepentance and the sin of Israel, because they were keeping his feast of Sukkot the wrong way, through keeping it according to their own man-made calendar instead of his calendar. And therefore, they were keeping his Kadosh days as ordinary days and ordinary days as Kadosh. All right. This is my insight. I'm not saying it's thus saith the Lord. The Feast of the Sukkot is wrong because Yeshua is the feast according to Hebrews 9 through 11. And there's the distinction. There's no longer feast keeping according to man-made traditions, but he is the feast. And we are the temple. And during the Feast of Dedication, we are dedicated the temple. We are the temple of the Holy Spirit, says 2 Corinthians. And that the altar is the heart. And it's had, you know, Zeus, you know, the Greek gods were worshipped there. That's the temple of abomination. And they offered pigs. They offered pig's blood, and it was unacceptable. This says that there anything that preempts the sovereignty of the throne of God in our heart is what? Idolatry. Is idolatry. And so, therefore, the traditions and keepings of men, they're profane, because the Lord has and is the once and all sacrifice. And then the Malach told me the second and last judgment was sent by the Creator. Now, this, the 10th of December has happened, or what was it? The 9th of December. 10th of December. And so we don't know yet, but it was sent by the Creator because he had given Israel 2 months to repent. So perhaps it's through the finish of this feast, and then the judgment will come. It does not say. It is not explicit in the reiteration of this dream. 2 months to repent, but it's in this season. It's in this time now that we're in. But instead of Israel repenting, they still insisted in rebelling against them. And let me just also footnote here that the Feast of Dedication was during the winter, when Jesus came and visited the temple and says, pray that the day of the Lord will not come in winter or on the Shabbat. and next Saturday is Shabbat. I've been watching this for years, saying, is it now? Is it now? And I don't know, but we're looking and watching and praying. They still insisted in rebelling against him through keeping a pagan feast that was never ordered by him, instead of keeping his feast of the Torah. Why? Because he is the Torah. Yeshua is the Torah. He writes it in our hearts. He gives us takes out a heart of stone, puts a heart of flesh, Ezekiel 36 and 7, and writes our laws and commandments in our hearts. And we are his temple. And then I saw Satan himself and his demons rejoicing and dancing with the Jewish people. Okay, those that are not believers, all right? Because it implies that, or they're secular or whatever. And I saw then the nine-head menorah that was lit using blood instead of olive oil. And I saw a horrible-looking beast that was hysterically laughing and yelled. And I would say that this is the blood of, you know, their cup or rote, their chickens or whatever. It doesn't qualify. And you have to have the blood cleansing before the oil of the Holy Spirit comes in. Jesus is the light of the world. The light is the oil of the Holy Spirit. We have oil in our lamps. And this beast that was hysterically laughing yelled, Hanukkah! And then the Moloch told me, Jerusalem has come to be Sodom and Gomorrah. This is Revelation 11, I believe. And therefore, it will have the same ending. And then I saw Yeshua with his disciples, and he was saying, as in the days of Sodom and Gomorrah will be. And then the Moloch told me, we are the same three Malachim that warned Abraham to escape from Sodom and Gomorrah before it was destroyed. And now we are warning you to do the same, beloved brothers. So the questions here are, Is it with the timing for the destruction? Is it after Hanukkah? Are we still being weighed? Is Jerusalem and Israel still being weighed in the balance for repentance to come? Is repentance in the process of happening? A measure of repentance? It remains to be seen. But the sin of Sodom and Gomorrah, for sure, will be judged. This is not a Kadosh city. And yet they will tell you that, oh, yes, it is. There's no public repentance of the sin. That's a big issue. And the sin, also the sin of Sodom and Gomorrah, according to the book of Jasher, was the corrupt courts of injustice. They were courts of justice because they didn't uphold the law of God. So they're corrupt. They had man's laws, priests,